Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from May 2019. Ms. Christine Gleckner, Head of Production Management, Hohenstein Institute, presents Sweat Odor Management in Textiles: New Approaches for an Unsolved Problem.
So, welcome to this presentation about odor management. So my name is Christine and I am from Hohenstein, and maybe some of you know Hohenstein Institute in Bönnigheim. And we are mostly known as a testing institute. But former, in the beginning, we was a textile school, getting bigger, and then the research part come to this academic part. Now the biggest part is the testing part, but we also have a research part where we do, for example, a lot of research in this field of odor management. So I'm from the Life Science and Care Department. It's the biological department of the Institute. And we are dealing with all kinds of testing, for example, the interaction between the skin, the human skin, and the textiles, and also the environment. What I will show you the next slides is at the beginning a short introduction about this topic, odor, and also giving you an overview about the formation of sweat odor and also some of our research results and testings we did for this research. So, odor, there are different kinds of odors. Textiles are challenged by various kinds of odors, not only sweat odor, it's also cigarette smoke, for example, or the smell of hygiene products, or also the unpleasant odor you have in the kitchen when you're cooking. And all these malodors are a big challenge for the textiles. So, I think the most of you have heard or read something about sweat odor management by textiles. Yeah, in the last decades, the main approach was the finishing with antimicrobial substances to fight against this odor. But today, there are some more possibilities to fight against odor. What you see here is an overview and about decomposition of sweat, of the liquid sweat. So every sweat of every human being is different. This is the chemical composition is different, but also a very big impact has the microbes on the skin. Every human being have a different microflora on the skin, and that's very different from person to person. So what you see here is are lead substances of sweat odor. For example, the isovaleric acid or propionic acid. And what you see on the right side of the table, only 120 ppb parts per billion when there are only 120 ppb of this isovaleric acid, the human being can smell it. So very little bit you can smell with the nose. To have a deeper look in the sweat formation is you have to look on the interaction between the sweat, the liquid sweat, the bacteria, and then the formation of the odor. There are other coursing bacteria. What we find in the scientific literature is that there are specific kind of bacteria which cause the sweat odor. And normally there are standards for the antimicrobial testing for textiles. For example, when you have silver textile, you can test it after different standards. One of them is the ISO standard 27443. But what we did is, and what we do is that we are testing against this specific kind of bacteria, which causing this sweat odor. There are some more influence factors to influence to prevent the odor on textiles. For example, a big role plays the odor binding on the fiber and how the molecules adhere to the fiber surface. And the second part is the odor release, how the textile release the odor molecules from the fiber, because only the odor molecules which reach your nose, you can smell. When they are bind on the textile, you cannot smell them. So we did a lot of research in this field. Our first scientific paper we did in 2012, and this was a first paper we showed there that the adherence of the molecules are different in different materials. So, for example, cotton materials, the molecules bind more on the fiber, and in polyester molecules, there are also, they go into the structure of the polyester. What we also did in our research was wear trials. In this case, we want to show how much of the molecules comes out from a shirt, a sports shirt. So we did a wear trial, and our probands need to wear a t-shirt. They left it for 24 hours, and you see here in a first raising of the scale, we have a first release of the odor substances after 24 hours. The most release of a polyester shirt, so this means it stinks the most. The cotton textile held the odor molecules on the fiber, and then we simulate that on a second day, the wearers put the shirt on, and that's because we put 35 degrees temperature on the textile, and what we saw there is that more molecules are pushed out of the textile structure. Another experiment was with our radioactive labeled isovaleric acid. We have the possibility to measure the radioactive labeled isovaleric acid. What we have here is an untreated textile, an untreated wool textile, untreated cotton textile, and polyester textile. And what we showed is that when we put the isovaleric acid on the textile, we can measure how much of the odor molecules are bound by the textile itself. So the wool, the untreated wool, showed that after 1 hour, all the molecules, all of the sweat odor molecules are bound in the fibers, so you cannot smell them. After 3 hours, 2% goes into the air, but the most of the smell is bound on the fiber. After 20 hours, there are also 30% on the fiber. Now 70% of the molecules you can smell. The cotton shows an absolutely different picture here. So after 1 hour, there were 21% go to the air, so you can smell it. The most smelling material was the polyester one, untreated polyester. So it, at first, after 1 hour, it was nearly 100%. But after that, all the molecules are pushed out of the textile and can reach the nose, and you smell the odor. In the next step, we put a treatment on these different kind of textiles. It was a cyclodextrin to show if this have an influence on the, on the material and on the binding of the odor molecules. So what we saw there, that the cyclodextrins had no influence on the wool textile, but what we see is that there are big changes in the cotton textile and also the polyester textiles because of the 3 hours and also after 20 hours, the main molecules are bound on the fiber, so you cannot smell them. What we also want to show is after that, is this a realistic scenario? And what we did here is a panel test. We measured this by an olfactometric testing with real persons, sniffers called. And what we show here is that the wool smells less than cotton and polyester. So what we showed is that when the molecules are bind to the textile and hold by the from the textile, you cannot smell the sweat. So, and what we see in the end is that there are a lot of influence factors to influence the adhesion and dehesion of the sweat odor molecules on the textiles. On the one hand, it's the chemical structure of the odorant, but also the fiber type for sure, but also different kind of finishing which are on the fiber, so also the moisture sorption of the fabrics and also the construction. How the molecules can go into the fiber and stay there. This is a picture of one of our sniffers. There's a sniffing port, so in this olfactometric testing, all the sniffers become defined volume of the air, so that is it is reproducible in the end. And then they evaluate the odor they smell. And we can do this testing also with the artificial sweat. So it's a mixture of human sweat, but we can also do wear trials. So going out, make sports, or going to a sports studio, for example. So to sum it up, we have three different levels. So in the first level, for example, for the antimicrobial treated products, you can do antimicrobial testing with the special odor-producing microbes. In the second level, you can do the radioactive measurement of the labeled odor molecules. to show how good is the binding of the odor molecules on the textile. It's a very exact method. We can say how much of the molecules is bound on the textile or is released. And the third level is the olfactometric determination of the odor intensity. So, by sniffers, and there you can do also wear trials. So here you see a picture of the olfactometric evaluation. So they become really reproducible air volume. They are trained panelists, and it's a software-based evaluation. If you want to learn more about different topics, we have the, it's quite new, we have the Hohenstein Academy. There are a lot of different learning tools, for example, webinars about different topics, also textile basic topics, and other topics we have also from the research part of Hohenstein. So if you have any questions, come to me and we can talk about this topic. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright May 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.